I think just you play this game in a long time. My parents, just different qualities, you know, people around me. Like I said, my parents have instilled in me since I was a kid just to, you know, when things happen, you know, don't let it beat you, you know, the next play and different things like that. And definitely gone through different things playing since I was a, you know, kid. I mean, when you're a kid and you do dumb things or make mistakes, it hits you pretty hard. And I've cried going home to games when I was a kid, just because I was so angry about it. But then you just grow up, you learn how to deal with it, and, you know, you just keep moving forward.
Does that interception stick with you now? I mean, or is it something that you've been able to just...
Nah, it's like I said, when I was a kid, it probably would, you know. When I say kid, I mean like elementary school, middle school. But, you know, it's definitely tough when it happens, but you just sort of know that your teammates are looking to you because you're going to go back in there. And the first thought in my mind, you know, when I got to silence, I can't wait till we get the ball back. I cannot wait to go in and get that ball in the end zone. So... there's a fire right there. You know, you never want that to happen. It does. And, you know, you just got to bounce back from it.
So much focus has been on how well Michael played in the last game. Do you still believe you have a chance to be the number one quarterback?
Hey, I'm going to keep working. My mindset, you know, stays the same. My work ethic stays the same. No matter what, I've always kept the same, and I'm going to keep doing that.
So your mindset is you still think you can be a starting quarterback?
Hey, my mindset is I'm going to work as hard as I can. My ultimate goal always is to play. You know, that's my ultimate goal, but I'm going to work towards that, you know, not change anything.
I think there's no difference in this system than any other system in the league. I think you have to focus on protecting the football, which is the number one priority, and Chip emphasizes that all the time. And decision making, just like any other quarterback, you have to, you know where the ball is going to be going, and you know, I think, but yeah, protecting the ball is number one.
On the plays where you had that kind of run pass option, how much pressure do you think that puts on the defense where they don't know exactly what you're going to be deciding?
Well, on every play there should be an answer, and you know, you should be, whether it's running back up the middle, he should have a hole on every play, and if that end crashes or if a linebacker doesn't do something that he should be doing, you know, and you take it, you're getting at least, you know, 5 yards or whatnot, and if you get 4 yards every play, then you're going to be marching down the field and scoring. So it puts the defense in a bind, whatever they do.
After the first game, you said the adrenaline was going at the start, and then you had to settle down a bit. In the second game, did you feel the same thing there?
No, and it really was just like playing football again, and okay, just like I know how, and I felt good, felt like I started off on a better note, and felt smooth from there on out.
Looked like you had a couple plays there where you threw the screen to Morris instead of handing off or running the ball. What kind of look are you looking for to make that kind of decision?
You know, we have different reads on different plays, and that one called to throw that. You know, he makes plays when he's out there, you know, shifty as he is. And if we can put the ball in their hands, it's just an extension of the run game to where we're getting 10 yards, 15 yards on those bubbles. And, you know, the defense can't cover both, so it puts them in the bind.
The completion percentage, is that a number you're looking at right now? Because there's a difference between yours, obviously, and your Knicks and Mike's.
You try to complete every ball, and, you know, every time that's not the case, you know, when I'm going in, and you want that to be high, but it's kind of hard to look at numbers right now, just given the circumstances that you're put in and whatnot, but you want that number to be higher, but, you know, I try to look at, you know, the concepts and the schemes and decision-making right now.
I mean, most of the guys you're out there with are probably in a similar position as you, in that they're their first year or thereabouts. Do you think that's contributing to it at this point?
It might be. There's a lot of factors that go into, you know, why a play works and why a play doesn't. Who knows?
You seem to have the best seat in the house when it comes to watching this quarterback battle. What is your take on how Michael and Nick are doing and just the battle itself?
I wouldn't say I'm more so watching as opposed to, you know, playing in it. And I'll still say that until one's named. So I'm not evaluating it like you guys are. I'm, you know, trying to play the best I can.